So I know I have a minute, but this is such a great story. So I have a woman, she has metastatic disease. She's been through her AC, her T, her Gemzar, her Navalbine. I give her Abraxane Avastin. This is a 35-year-old woman, a good EF. I give her Abraxane Avastin, and in about 6-8 weeks, she's in with clinical congestive heart failure. I get an EF, it's down to like 30%. I cannot believe I did this in 12 weeks of Abraxane Avastin. I stopped them both drugs. I figure this out. It's going to be the Avastin that did it. It's not the Abraxane. Right? Braxane's got like zero, and Avastin's got like a 1% to 2% incidence of cardiomyopathy. So I stop it. She gets better, not all the way better, but her disease is growing through everything I give this girl. She's a triple negative, and she's had platinum. She's had everything. So I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to give her one of the oral TK inhibitors. I'm going to find a way to give her a VEGF-like thing and get away from Avastin, like the sorafenib Sutent drugs. But I'm really frightened to do this because I'm afraid that if I touch this pathway, but she melted on the Abraxane Avastin. And this, she'd already had Taxol and Taxotere, and I didn't think it was the Abraxane. I thought it's got to be the Avastin. So I called her cardiologist, who actually was a bit of a cowboy, was not nearly real. He said, I'm on board with this, Bonnie. We bring her in the hospital. We get an EF, those bedside echo things, and we're all set. And I give her one sorafenib. And I choose sorafenib over Sutent because the Sutent doesn't have the cardiac data and the sorafenib does. One pill, one day, she drops her EF to 23%. Remember you talked before about sensitizing cells with these biologic agents? 24 hours, one pill, she drops her EF to 23%. She's in the unit on a vent. She gets over it and she never gets another pill and she leaves the hospital.
Oh, that was an interesting story.
One pill, one day. Same cardiologist, same echo machine.
Wow.
I mean, you talk about kind of unforeseen cardiac issues and what these pathways do and sensitizing. So when I was thinking about your woman with the Herceptin.
I tell you, when she walked in that day, I almost fell over. I just couldn't believe it.